Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Gregory Smith, GREGORY SMITH. The date of birth is 2/14/58. Date of accident is 6/29/2022, and date of service is 6/30/2022. The patient is self-referral, and he reports that he has been suffering from multiple issues due to a car accident that occurred on 6/29/2022. Allegedly, the patient was traveling as a passenger in a car driven by Mr. Omar Davis. And he was a passenger on the rear, on the right. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, upper back, and lower back, with occasional radiation to both upper shoulders, arm, as numbness, tingling, and the left leg, with difficulty in walking and sleep problems. And headache. History of automobile accident on 6/29/2022. Patient reports that they were traveling in a he was traveling as a passenger on a rear seat in a H2 Hummer 2006, and they collided with a black SUV truck at around noon time. They were T-boned on a passenger side as the other car failed to yield on a yield sign coming out of a street. They were traveling near northbound Guilford, G-U-I-L-F-O-R-D, and at Linville, L-I-N-V-I-L-L-E, in East Detroit. The speeds were minimal. Their car was traveling around 6 to 10 miles, and the other car was around 25 miles or so. And patient was not wearing a seatbelt, and airbags did not deploy. The patient reported that he may have passed out for 5 minutes, and it was a hit-and-run accident. And police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. However, the patient was not taken to the ER via ambulance. Subsequently, also did not go to any ER or any urgent care doctors or any therapy. After the accident, which was T-bone on passenger side, patient reported that the right window was slightly cracked and right door did not cave in inside, but it was damaged, passenger door from outside. Due to this impact, there was no other damage to the car, and no one died. There were $3,000 repaired due to the passenger door damage. In the impact, patient reports that he jammed his head into the headrest, and the neck snapped due to this impact, and he hit into the headrest and with a neck whiplash. History presenting illness. Patient is complaining of moderately severe headaches, which are around 6 or 7, located on the front and back of the head, mild to moderate, and frequency is off and on. They are sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to the noise. Associated factor is nausea, vomiting, seizures, and aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient does report dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear on the right side, loss of balance, off and on, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, and blurred vision. Patient does not have any seizures, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event, sleep, walking, nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field, or erectile dysfunction. The patient reports no subtle anesthesia, anxiety, depression, panic, or trouble walking. Patient has no lightheadedness, weakness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, or any muscle weakness of the extremities. Regarding the pain, patient has moderate severe pain in the neck and upper back and lower back around 7. Occasionally there is a radiation or numbness tingling to the upper arm and left arm, occupying mostly the shoulder and half of the upper arm. And then some radiation is reported in the left front of the thigh in L4-5 nerve distribution, but not reaching below the knee. The pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp. Clicks on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is improved by standing, lying down and walking, and worsened by, modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and walking, and improved by lying down and rest. Additionally, patient can walk up to less than a block and sit for 30 minutes, stand for 30 minutes. Sleep is only for 2 hours maximum, and no other symptoms are reported. No damage to the shoulders, elbow, hands. No damage to the hip and knee and foot. No chest trauma, pelvic trauma is reported. No incontinence of bowel or urine. Regarding the investigation in the past, patient report that X-rays and MRIs have been done. In the past treatment, patient reports no treatment has been given. No chiropractor, physical therapy, acupuncture or doctor's visit. System review, patient reports of asthma, sleep apnea and respiratory. Depression in psychiatric, swelling in musculoskeleton. Past surgical history, positive for past surgical history is positive for none. Allergies, none. And family history is positive for mother is deceased from colon cancer, father is deceased from colon cancer. Siblings, one brother passed in suicide attack, and 4 sisters are all okay. Relationship status, person live alone and single. Current employment status, patient is not working before the accident and has filed a disability for being a bipolar illness. Legal history, patient has Robert Tanner as the attorney, and personal history, patient does not drink, personal history, patient does drink and does smoke and does not abuse recreational drugs. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 198 over 138, pulse is 60, height is 5'6", weight is 205 pounds, and temperature 97.1, respiratory rate is 20. The patient is a 64-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. And nourishment is good. Patient does not appear to be in active distress or shortness of breath. Severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile, independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination will come from the template, including psychiatric exam, which is normal, neurological examination, which is normal, gait is normal, and musculoskeletal examination is normal, except for the area of the right upper trapezius, where there is some trigger points are noticed. Other than that, rest of the muscles are normal. Only the right trapezius muscle is in spasm, along with the cervical thoracic fibers. musculoskeletal examination or inspection and palpation are as from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of a minimal spine tenderness is present in C5-6-7, and L4-5 in S1 area. The pervertebral muscle spasm is not tender, and there is no spasm, no hypertonicity. Range of motions, cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine range of motion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and rotation is 15. There is no pain on hyperextension. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, swirling is negative, Dermot test negative, destruction test is negative, myelopathy signs are negative, Soto all test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test and slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive at 40 degrees, and contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is positive. The CAMP test is positive, and Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness of both sacroiliac joint is noticed along with positive Faber test and consonant test. However, turning flexion test, iliac compression test, and destruction test are negative. Extremities examination is unremarkable. All the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis. In general, 110 V8 9.2 XFC, S09.90 XA, Z79.89. In the CNS, G44.329, R51, R42, F41.1. Nerves, M79.2. Muscles, M60.9, M62.838. Ligaments, M54.0. Cervical spine, M54.250.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4 XA. Thoracic spine, M54.09. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 54.42, 51.27, M54.16, S33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.6 bilaterally along with S33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Mr. Gregory Smith. Treatment plan will be as follows. Physical therapy is yes. Patient is ordered a physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and bilateral sacroiliac joints with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise plan, and McKenzie back program. Medications, patients provided the following medication, which are meloxicam 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory help in healing, tizanidine or Xanaflex 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxations and relief of the spasm, gabapentin, neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pain, tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief and improve the ADLs, lidocaine ointment and is for topical pain relief, Ambien 5 milligram at night for sleep, Imitrex 100 milligram for headaches. One refill is given. Non-pharmacologic modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none. We are going to do a occipital nerve block and a trigger point injection to the left upper trapezius. Surgical options, none are being considered. Referral to neuropsych will be reviewed again on the next visit. And if the symptoms continue for TBI, maybe a attended care caseworker will be offered at that time. Right now, we are not ordering an attended care caseworker. Past medical records, none are being present. Investigations, not ordering any investigations. DME. The patient is being provided with a back brace and a neck brace. For further healing, personal support, yes. Education, yes. Thank you.